for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday evening, September the 28th, 1998. A Feast of Tabernacles convocation being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the minister of the evening.
My grace is sufficient. Yea, my grace has been extended unto thee this night, and even in this hour, saith the Lord. I am with thee, I shall help thee, and cause you to overcome in the days ahead. Fear not and fret not that which is in the future, but yea, fear thou God. Yea, for I am the Lord God Almighty, and I, the Lord God, dwell in the midst of my people. Be thou strengthened this night. Yea, be thou strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you might stand against the wiles of the devil. Yea, the strategies of the devil. Yea, I say he's coming, but I say I am also coming within thee. Yea, let me arise in thee, and your enemies shall surely be scattered, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For surely this is not a day to falter. It's not a day to
turn back. It's not a time to put your hand in the plow and look backwards, saith the Lord. It's a time to press on towards the mark. Yea, the prize, which is me, saith the Lord. I am the one that's calling you. I am the one that's holy. And I am the one that shall lead thee to that prize, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Let's turn to Leviticus 23. Leviticus chapter 23. How many thank God that the Lord has brought you here tonight? Okay, a couple inches, all right. Is that better, Glenn? Okay. Leviticus chapter 23, please. How many believe that these feasts were the feasts of the Lord?
Yes.
Chapter 23. And we'll look at a few scriptures here starting off tonight. If I can find it. In verse 2, Moses said, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of the Lord." Notice, the feast of the Lord. Then in verse 4, "These are the feast of the Lord." Hallelujah. And then we go to verse 37. "These are the feast of the Lord." And verse 41, "And you shall keep it a feast unto the Lord." And 44, "And Moses declared to the children of Israel the feast of the Lord."
Yes.
The English word for feast is festival or rejoicing. How many like to rejoice in God?
Amen.
Amen? It means an appointed day, an assembly. It means a fixed time or a season. How many believe we're moving into new seasons in God?
Yes.
You know, I was down in Richardson recently when Brother Fletcher was over in Africa. And I heard the Lord, I discerned the Lord say this. He said this to me, that he's getting ready to do a new thing. And then he said there's coming a change of the guard. Well, I believe God's getting ready to do some new things. How about you? In the church, in us. Do you believe that? And then, but it means a fixed time or season. Then in the Hebrew, it means to dance or to move in a circle, which indicates joy and gladness.
Yes.
Or to be giddy. And it means to march in a sacred procession. So the Lord has these feasts for us. We know that. Not only were they in the natural, but they're in the spirit. And as Glenn said, there's only one feast that has not yet been fulfilled in the church, and that's the feast of, come on, help me.
Tabernacles.
Praise God. The feast of tabernacles. Now, he mentioned this tonight, that all the males were to go up to be before the Lord three times in a year. How many believe there's a great responsibility on the priest of the family? Upon the husband. Isn't that right? Upon you and I. There's great responsibility. How many know we need to love our families, care for our families, protect our families, be the provider for our families? And we need to know the authority God has given us for our families. And there's great responsibility. Praise God. And so they came three times a year. How many believe that was a sacrifice for many?
Yes.
And you know, brethren, Jesus is our true sacrifice. We know that. Isn't that right? But how many know it's going to take some real sacrifices to fulfill the will of God in our life? Isn't that true? And how many know that we have to give our body to God, we give our finances to God, and we give our praise to God? How many know that is the sacrifice, according to the Scriptures? Isn't that right? So they would leave home and be gone three times a year at these particular feasts. And so there was a great responsibility. As Glenn said, they were to come, and they were not to be empty-handed. They were to bring their offerings, and many times those offerings, I think, would go to the Levites, to strangers, to widows and fatherless ones, the poor and the needy and so forth. But they came with an offering, and God blessed them. Praise the Lord. So, number one, these are the feasts of the Lord. They are holy convocations before God. Isn't that right? And then he could go to Leviticus 23. Over and over he said, there should be no servile work, which means it was Sabbath time. It was rest time. And how many know that we need a rest in God today? We all need a rest. Can you say amen? Not only physically, but spiritually and mentally and so forth. So these were the feasts of the Lord. And so all the males came up before God, and they all had an offering, as I brought out. Praise the Lord. And the Lord said, if you'll do that, I'll cast out the nations before you. How many believe if we obey God, he'll cast out every enemy that we have?
Yes.
How many know we got some enemies tonight? Amen? Not only out there, but we have some enemies within us. Isn't that right? That we've got to deal with. Isn't that right, Brother Gene? Praise God. And God said, I'll enlarge your borders. God wants us to grow up. He wants us to mature. Can you say amen? And as God casts out our enemies, I'll tell you, brother, you'll start growing, and I'll start growing. We'll start maturing together. Isn't that right? And then Glenn said, neither shall any man, desire your land. God will protect your land, your possessions, and so forth, if you would obey there in the natural back there in Israel. And God can do that as well today. Praise the Lord. And we know that. I mean, three speaks of the Godhead. Three feasts, okay? Come on, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Isn't that right? How many believe that he wants us to know the true Godhead in this hour? How many know when I got saved, I met Jesus as Savior? Isn't that right? Baptized in the Holy Ghost, we meet the Anointed One. Isn't that right? And then we're coming on in to know the Lord himself, the Father himself, we could say. Praise God. And these were feasts of joy. They were joyful feasts, times of great celebration before the Lord. And they were in their times, and they were in their seasons. And there's so much about times and seasons I could talk about, I could go into. Now, let's go to Numbers 10 and look at a scripture here. How many has ever studied on trumpets? How many know that in the Feast of Tabernacles, trumpets was on the seventh month, first day of the seventh month. The Day of Atonement was 10 days later. How many know 10 is a number of tribulation and trials? Isn't that right? And testing, but it's also a number of divine order and responsibility. And then from 10 to 15, you have tabernacles. How many know 5 is grace? How many know grace is going to bring us to that fullness, isn't that right? And 5 is also the fivefold ministry. Come on, apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, evangelists. And God's going to use that fivefold ministry to bring us to perfection or maturity, isn't that right? I mean, thank God for the fivefold ministry that's in the church today, amen, and more being raised up all the time. Hallelujah. So in Numbers 10, he said, and the Lord spake to Moses, saying, make thee 2 trumpets of silver. Now, silver is what? Come on, help me. Redemption, isn't it? Make 2 trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shall thou make them. So out of one there came 2. Isn't that right? That thou mayest use them, here's why, for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. So the trumpets were blown, and God's people would begin to gather together. How many know unto him shall the gathering of the people be? Not unto Moses today, not unto man today. Not unto a denomination or a group, but unto him, unto Jesus. Jesus alone we must be gathered to. Praise the Lord. Then in verse 2, and when they shall blow, notice this, when these priests shall blow with the trumpets, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes, now here's the leaders, which are the heads of thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey, and they shall blow alarm for their journeys. 7. When the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if you go to war, how many believe we're in a warfare today? Spiritually, isn't that right? If you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, and how many know you're not afraid to go to war if you hear the voice of the Lord? It's God's leading. Isn't that right, brother? Amen. How many know he'll go with you? Then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God. You shall be saved from who? Come on. Your enemies. Let's give him praise tonight. He'll save us from our enemies. And also on the day of your gladness and your solemn days, beginning of your months and so forth, you shall blow the trumpet. So there's a lot there you could go into. Praise God. I believe that the trumpets are sounding. Amen? You know, brethren, they are sounding louder today than ever. Do you know that? How many trumpets are in the New Testament blowing? Seven trumpets. Isn't that right? And you know, brethren, just because I don't hear the trumpet doesn't mean it's not sounding.
Right.
Isn't that true? I may not believe it's sounding, but how many are still blowing?
Right.
Praise God. And yet they're getting louder and louder and louder and louder. You know, if number five is sounding, how many know 1, 2, 3, and 4 still sounding?
Yes.
Until you come all the way to 7. Isn't that right? Praise God. So the trumpets are sounding and they are getting louder and louder. Praise the Lord. So in chapter 10, what did he say in verse 1 again? Let's look at it again. He said something to us. Verse 2. Make thee 2 trumpets of silver out of a whole piece. Right? 2 out of 1. Praise God. How many believe that there's the Father and the Son? Right? Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, and the Father and I are something. Come on. One. How many believe that? How many believe that the Father is a spirit tonight? And Jesus is the Word. Is that true? And how many believe we need the Spirit and the Word in our life tonight? Amen? Hallelujah. How many know we need the Spirit behind that voice or behind that trumpet? When Jesus spoke, the Father was speaking through him. Isn't that right? He was anointed, come on, by the Father. Praise the Lord. Anybody want to be anointed tonight? Anew and afresh.
Yeah.
That Spirit and Word spoke as Jesus ministered here on the earth. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Amen. Look in John chapter 8. Let's go there just a minute. Praise God. I got so many notes, I got notes. Amen. I'll never get through them. I've been studying all week on all these feasts. Let me know we need to know about the feast. Chapter 8 of John. Let's see what Jesus said in a couple of scriptures here. John 8:16. Scripture says this. And if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone. But I and the Father, come on, that sent me. It is written in your law that the testimony of 2 men is true. Notice 2. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Hallelujah. So you have the witness of the Father, the witness of the Son, the Spirit, and the Word. Can you say amen? Amen. Those two were one. Can you say amen? Praise God. Now turn to Revelation 11. Hallelujah. Get in this chapter, never get out. Revelation 11, my brother. Revelation 11. I mean, every time Jesus spoke, the Father spoke to him. Every time Jesus did the works, the Father did it through Jesus. Isn't that right? And every time that we speak, how many know Jesus must be speaking through us? Every time we do a work, he must be doing the work too. Can you say amen? And here in Revelation 11, just a couple of verses. I'm not going to get in this too heavy. And there was given to me a reed like unto rod. The angel stood saying, rise, measure what? What's he going to measure, brother? Come on. How many know that's not a Middle East temple? That's not a building. Come on. That's the Naos building. That's right here, isn't it? Are we the building today? Measure the temple of God and what else? The altar, the place of worship, sacrifice, obedience, dedication to God. And them that what? Worship therein. So those that are being measured are worshipers. Somebody said, well, I don't like to worship. Well, you won't get measured. What measurement do we come up to? Come on, the stature of the fullness of Christ. Isn't that right? 2, the court that's without this temple, leave it out, measure it not, it's given to the heathen. There's your word heathen to speak. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 40 2 months now. I'm not going to get on that because I wouldn't get through if I did. Verse 3. And I will give power to my, come on, help me. My true witness. Now, was the Father a witness? Was the Son a witness? Amen. All right. My true martyrs are my true witnesses. And they, my true witnesses, shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. How many know sackcloth? It doesn't mean they're having a good time. They're in prayer, intercession, fasting, whatever, you know. Whatever it takes. They're there. Now, here's what I want you to see. These, God said, are my true anointed ones in the Old Testament. He said, these are my two witnesses, my two martyrs, my two candlesticks, my two olive trees, my two prophets. Now, we're talking about the trumpet of the Lord tonight, aren't we?
Yeah.
My two anointed ones, my two olive branches. That's what he said. And then Zechariah, he said something like this. He said, there was a golden candlestick. He said, there's golden pipes, and there's golden oil flowing through those pipes to my church. I'd say, brethren, we need the prophets in the church. We need the fivefold ministry in the church to sound the trumpet to the true church. Amen. We need that golden oil flowing through us to the church. Can you say amen tonight? Amen. Now, let me know that when you read Revelation 11, you'll see something. These two are not two men. These are two companies. But here's what I see. I see one voice. I see one sound. We're talking about the trumpet. One message. One trumpet. One mouth. They were speaking the same thing. And how many of you go in some camps and you got 50 directions? Everybody's going. It's time that we begin to hear the true voice of God, every one of us, as ministers and as people of God, and to know exactly which way and what God's saying. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. All of us. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, if you'll notice something, in verse 3, he said something. I will give power to these two witnesses, right? And they'll prophesy that 1,260 days. How many know it says later that fire proceedeth out of their mouth? Mouth is singular. Mouth is singular. They're one. This fire is Holy Ghost fire. It is the Spirit, the anointed word, of, I should say, being anointed by the power of God. Hallelujah. And they shut the heavens, how many know, with their word, just like Elijah did, and they'll turn the water to blood and so forth. And they begin to prophesy the prophetic word of God. Now, what is the trumpet of God? What is the trumpet of God? It's the voice of God, isn't it? How many have ever heard his voice? Raise your hand. Let me see your hand. How many know that it's wonderful to hear the voice of God many times? It's wonderful to hear the voice of God because he's speaking. How many know that God doesn't speak the same way all the time? Sometimes God speaks through your brother, doesn't he? Sometimes he speaks through you or to you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just discern what he's saying to you. He doesn't just speak it. You just know what he's saying. Amen? And then we know it's the prophetic voice. Brother Fletcher prophesies back here. He prophesies a lot. And others of you prophesy a lot. You know, you've heard God. And the word of God expounded in preaching and teaching. That's the trumpet. And gathering unto the Lord. That's the trumpet we're hearing here this weekend. This week. How many know that there's also war? The trumpet speaks of war. A militant, yet but a triumphant people. Isn't that right? Gathering before the Lord and yet defeating our enemies. Praise God. It's a song of the Lord. And it also speaks of warning. We are his watchmen. We are watching. Hallelujah. In the watchtower. We're not Jehovah's Witnesses, by the way. But it's the ministry of God. How many know there's a great responsibility on watchmen to know what God is saying and to warn people. Isn't that right? Amen. And then this trumpet speaks of the coming of the Lord and the resurrection. How many believe that he is coming again and the resurrection shall take place? Do you believe that? I said, do you believe that? Praise God. And as I was studying today, I thought of Gideon. How many has ever studied about Gideon? How many did he start with? Come on. 32,000. That's a lot of men, isn't it? Women of men. And yet, how many know God had to say something about all that crowd? And you know what I learned, you know, that not only was it 32,000, but the next cut that took place was down to 10,000. Though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you don't have many fathers. And yet 10,000 were still too many, amen, to win a war. And we cut them down to how many? Come on, help me. 300. Isn't that right? Let's go to Judges. Let's go to Judges just a minute. Chapter 7, somewhere through there. Look at a couple of scriptures here together. Praise God. Judges. Judges. I was in the restaurant, Lord, began to speak this scripture to me. How many of you better take your pencil wherever you are in this hour, because God's speaking, isn't he? How many believe that? Amen. Now, look in chapter 7, verse 18. The Lord said something here. Gideon is speaking. Well, let's go back to 17. Yeah, 17. 7:17. He said to them, to his men, look on me. He's a picture of the Lord here. And do likewise. Do exactly what I'm doing. How many know we need to see the Lord tonight and do what he's saying doing? Amen? All right. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that I, as I do, so shall ye do. Don't get ahead of me. Don't lag behind. Do exactly what I do, he says. And when I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord in Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came on the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and broke the pitcher that were in their hands, and the three companies did something. What'd they do? What'd they all do? They all blew the trumpets. How many believe that that was a searching sound everybody heard and could understand? Isn't that right? And break the pitchers, held the lamps in their left hands, the trumpets in their right hands, to blow withal, and cried, the sword of the Lord and Gideon, and every man stood in his place, and so forth. Praise God. All blew the trumpet. In fact, there's one scripture said, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet. I'd like to have heard that, wouldn't you? And so they all blew the trumpet. They all sounded, we would say, the message today. Praise God. All were blowing the same tune. Hallelujah. And he said, look on me and do thou likewise. Praise God. Now, why didn't God allow 32,000 to go out or 10,000? Look back in verse 1. Look back in verse 1 of chapter 7. How many know the Lord don't think like we do most of the time? Amen. I'll put it this way. We don't think like the Lord a lot of times. And the Lord said here in verse 1, he said to Gideon, and all the people that were with him, they rose up early, it says here. In verse 2, the Lord said to Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many. Now, how would you like to go in combat in the war and God says you got too many? For me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel do something. What are they going to do, brethren? Vaughn or boast themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me. They're thinking to boast. Well, I did it. Amen? So they become conceited. They're saying, they're going to say, I did it. They'll glorify self instead of God, giving God the glory. Praise God. Now, where's God going to lead them? He's going to lead them down to the water. He said, take them down. I'm going to test them. I'm going to try them at the water. What's the water picture of? Water's the picture of the Word. How many believe he's testing us by the Word today? Washing of the water of the Word. That's right. Praise God. So 22,000 is cut away. The 10,000 is going down to be tested at the water. And so, brethren, he's going to wash those who are going to lap from the hand. Let me believe that those that were drinking from the hand were those that was accepted by Gideon and by the Lord. And those that lapped from the hand, apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, evangelists. Amen. And as they were drinking, they were not just, their head was not just down in the water. They were observing. They were discerning. They were watching the enemy out there. Amen? And he said, that's the ones you choose. Praise God. And so they were chosen. Hallelujah. And then in 7:15, notice something here in 7:15 that says something to us. As the dream interpretation come forth in the latter part of verse 15, arise, the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. How many know God calls things that be not as though they were? Isn't that right? Praise God. Now, here's what I want you to see. How many men were left after 32,000 and 10,000? 300. How many know with the number 300 you have the number 3? Three companies here of 100. Noah, the ark, was 300 cubits. That's one of the dimensions, right? How many know there were 3 floors? The tabernacle was 300 dimensions and 3 entrances. You know, outer court, holy place, and holy of holies, or Passover, Pentecost, tabernacle. And so with the number 300, the supernatural deliverance, you have three, the number three. Praise God. So there are three companies here. Hallelujah. And they're moving with the trumpets in their hands. Now, let me know, they had a trumpet in one hand, and they had a pitcher in the other hand. Isn't that right? Now, if you'll notice, the scripture tells us that they broke those, blew the trumpet, and then they broke the pitcher. How many know we try to break ourselves? The pitcher represents us. That flame represents the treasure that's in this earthen vessel. How many of the trumpet is going to break us? We cannot break ourselves. The message will break us. The message will break us, and the flame, hallelujah, that treasure in this earthen vessel shall come forth out of us. Amen? Just like that alabaster box is broken. Remember that? And the sweet smell fragrance came out. And so when the pitchers were broken, then the fire could come out of the pitcher. Hallelujah. How many believe that? And so God is going to break us by His word, by His message. Praise the Lord. By the trumpet that we hear and obey. Praise the Lord. And then, not only that, we see that it was in the middle watch all this took place. That's midnight. How many believe midnight's coming? Amen. Some think they're already in it, but it is coming. Midnight is coming. It's upon us, isn't it? 12 o'clock. So they blew the trumpets, they break the pitchers, and so forth. Now, how did they break the pitcher? Three ways, possibly. It could be pitcher to pitcher. They could have took the trumpet and broke the pitcher, or they could have broke the pitcher on a rock. I mean, I don't know. But they broke the pitcher anyway. Praise God. And the flame was released, as I said. And then they went into battle, saying this, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. How many know you don't go to war like that? You don't tell the enemy where you are. Come on, amen. And yet it was a shout. It was a prophetic word. And how many know total victory took place? Hallelujah. I said total victory took place because they did it God's way. And if we'll hear the trumpet in this hour, brethren, do it God's way, we'll win the victory every time. Can you say amen? Amen. Now look in Judges 8:22 just a minute. Now, I want you to notice this right here. You know, we have in the church today something called exalting man, okay? How many know Jesus has to be exalted in this hour? He must be exalted. And in chapter 8, look at verse 22. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, rule thou over us. Now, this is after victory. Both thou and thy son's son also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. You're a hero, as Pete said. And Gideon said to them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. So he said, I'm not going to rule. My son's not going to rule, but the Lord is going to rule over you. Then if you go over to the, I think it's chapter 9, there's another chapter here in verse 8. Now, there's always those who want to rule and dominate you. Isn't that right? Look in chapter 9, verse 8. The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, now here's the anointed one, reign thou over us. But this anointed one of the olive tree said, should I leave my fatness, that's that anointing, wherewith, they honor God and man and go to be promoted over the trees? No thanks. And the tree said to the fig tree, now here's the fruitful vine, come down and reign over us. And the fig tree said to them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go be promoted over thee? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm standing right where I am. Hallelujah. And then the tree said to the vine, now this is that fruitful vine, this is the new wine, this is the joy of the Lord. And verse 13, the vine said to them, should I leave my wine, which cheereth God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? No thanks. And then he said to all the trees unto the bramble. Now the bramble bush is that old bush that goes every direction. How many know there's some going every direction? Come down and reign over us. And the bramble said to the trees, if in truth you anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow, in my darkness. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. I mean, no, we need those that rule over us who rule in the fear of God and the love of God. Amen? Amen. We don't want anyone ruling over us that's the wrong kind. Can you say amen? The total victory because of obedience to the Lord. Now, let's go to Exodus 19. Look at a couple of scriptures here. Hallelujah. Exodus 19. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I believe that the Lord is not only blowing the trumpets, but how many know He's cleaning up lives? And we must submit to Him, ministers or not ministers. How many know we all have things in us? We have junk. Isn't that right? We all need deliverance, brethren. I don't care if we're an apostle or prophet or teacher or shepherd or evangelist or whoever we are. We all need deliverance. Can you say amen? We practice in our fellowship. I believe it. We practice in the ministry. And I tell you, brethren, it works. The more you get out, come on, the more Jesus can come in and fill you up. Isn't that right? Amen. In chapter 19, though, look at verse 10. It says this. And the Lord said to Moses, go unto the people, sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Notice, wash their clothes. And notice what he said, sanctify them. Okay? How many believe that's the word for the hour? And be ready. Notice, be ready. Not getting ready, but be ready. What day? Come on. How many know we're approaching the third day from the Lord, from the cross? We're approaching that third day. We're there, aren't we, brethren?
Yes.
Be ready against the third day, for in the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people. Of course, this is Mount Sinai. Now, verse 13, there shall not a hand touch it, the mount, but he shall be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man. It shall not live. He shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. Verse 15, and he said to the people, be ready against the third day, come not at your wives. And it came to pass in the third day in the
morning
that there were thunderings and lightnings and so forth. How many know God shook that old mount? The trumpet was exceedingly loud. Notice that. The camp trembled. How many believe that what God's going to say in this hour is going to shake some people up? It's going to cause, come on, our mountain to quake too. Amen. And verse 17, Moses brought the people out to meet God. Meet with God. A meeting with God. Think about that. I mean, you better be sanctified. Verse 18, it said here that the Lord in Mount Sinai was on smoke. Why? Because the Lord had descended upon it in fire. And the mountain began to quake. And verse 19 again, and when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake and God answered him by voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, on top of the mountain. The Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And then verse 22, the priest had to be sanctified. So, brethren, there was the trumpet. There was the fire. There was the smoke. There was the loud, long blast. There was trembling in the camp. God said, be sanctified, be clean, be holy. Amen? Because you're going to meet with God. There was a quaking. And when God gets through, I'm telling you, it's going to be a shaking and a quaking. Amen? Amen. And again, just because we don't believe the trumpet sounding, it is sounding. Amen? He is speaking. God is speaking. Do you believe that? I believe God is really speaking in this hour. Praise God. Now, I want to go into a few other scriptures on the trumpet. I want us to go over and look at a few tonight. Let's go over to the book of Amos. I think there's two or so there I want to look at. Hallelujah. Amos. I'm going to go to chapter 8, first of all. Of Amos. Verse 1. Chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. Or maybe it's Amos 3. I think it's Amos 3. I think that's what I want. I don't have this one marked in my Bible. There's one in there about the trumpet. Verse 6, thank you very much. Hallelujah. Is that 3:6 or 8:6? 3:6, okay. The children of... Oh, I'm in Joel. No wonder I couldn't find it. Hallelujah. That's where I couldn't find it. 3:6. All right, notice that scripture. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord hath not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing but revealeth his secret, notice singular, unto his servants the prophets. How many believe the prophets are sounding the trumpet? But you know what? Many don't believe the prophets. But the Bible says if you believe the prophets, you will what? Come on, help me. You'll prosper. You'll prosper if you believe the prophets. Amen. Turn that around. If you don't believe the true prophets of God, whoever that may be, I mean, it will not prosper. Anybody want to prosper tonight? We need to hear the prophets and obey the prophets. Amen? They may go against our theology. But if it's God, let it tear it up. Amen? Can you say amen? So we need to hear the trumpets tonight. Praise God. God is speaking. Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 58, verse 1. And it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. Excuse me. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Show my people, notice, show my people their transgressions. How? By the trumpet of the Lord, by speaking the word of the Lord. Ezekiel 33. Let's go to Ezekiel 33. Praise God. Ezekiel chapter 33.
Praise you, Jesus.
Ezekiel 33. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people. Say to them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he see the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet. How many knows a great responsibility on the watchman tonight?
Yes.
Then the people be not warned. And brethren, they're preachers are not preaching what God has told them. I mean, we're accountable to God, all of us. Isn't that right? Whether we're a preacher or not. And the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. God said it is up to the watchman to warn the people. What I show him, what I tell him, to blow that trumpet loud so that the people can hear and be spared. And those who won't be spared, those will go the other way, and the blood will be on their hand. But if that watchman does not tell the truth, the blood will be on his hand. Amen. Let's go to the New Testament, Matthew 24. Hallelujah. The trumpet's sounding, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. The trumpet is sounding. Verse 29. How many believe you've been in some tribulation the last few years? How many know that's true? How many know we'll have some more the next few years, too, if the Lord tarries? But in chapter 24, verse 29, immediately after the tribulation, of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the star from heaven shall fall from heaven, the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven, come on, with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of what? A trumpet, a message. Amen. And they shall gather together his elect, is chosen from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Hallelujah. So that trumpet is going to sound. How many know that Jesus will come and the resurrection will take place? Isn't that right? All right, then we go to 1 Corinthians 15, one that you all know, I'm sure. But let's look at it. 1 Corinthians 15, here in the New Testament. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 15. And look at verse 50. 1550. Well, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery or a secret. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. When? Everybody say that out loud so we can hear it. After what?
Last trump.
For the trumpet shall sound. The dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be, come on, changed. How many have been changed today? Some. But how many know that change has got to take place, that final change, isn't that right?
Amen.
We've been changed, to measure in our spirit and then even in our minds and souls, but yet the final change will be the body. We know that. Praise God. So, it's a mystery. Everybody say it's a mystery. All right, look in Revelation 10. Revelation 10. A great mystery. Verse 7. And it says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Now, here's your last trumpet. When he shall begin to sound. What's going to happen? The mystery of the Spirit or God should be finished. As he has declared to his servants who? Come on. The prophets. How many know the prophets are speaking a word? They're sounding the trumpet. It's going to bring a change if you'll hear them and believe God and do it. Amen. Then look in 11:15. Look in 11:15 of Revelation. Here is that last trumpet again. And the seventh angel sounded. And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. He shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders fall down and worship before the Lord. Verse 17. They give thanks to the Lord. And in verse 17, notice. And they said something here. He said, you art wasn't to come because thou hast taken of thy great power and has reigned. And the nations were angry. The nations were angry. Thy wrath has come. And the time of the dead that they should be judged, that thou shouldest give reward to thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints. Brethren, that last trumpet is sounding.
Hallelujah.
Now look in Isaiah 26. Hallelujah. I believe it's Isaiah 26 I want. I think it's 26. Might be 27. Isaiah 27:13. Now I got a big white streak through my Bible. I can't tell what all it says. Anybody got a white streak in your Bible? Hallelujah. It shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come, which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. The great trumpet is going to sound. And brethren, I believe it's sounding in the people of God. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Joel chapter 2. And I want to give you a couple more scriptures in the New Testament. Joel 2. Hallelujah. Joel chapter 2, verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. I mean, oh, God's sounding that in the church. Sound alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. Why? For the day of the Lord cometh. It is nigh at hand. And you can go and read the rest of it. Look down to verse 15. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Now, notice. Now, I want you to see something here. Blow the trumpet in Zion. All right, that's the Feast of Trumpets. Next verse. Sanctify fast, call a solemn assembly. That's atonement.
Yes.
And then down to verse 23 and so forth. He said, be glad then, you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. He hath given you the former rain moderately and will cause you to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And then he talks about restoration. That's tabernacles. I mean, believe God's doing it all.
Hallelujah.
He's sounding the trumpet. He's cleaning the church up. He's going to bring the ingathering up. And it's going to usher in the coming of the Lord himself. Hallelujah. How many believe that?
Yes.
Amen. He's right on. He's going to do it. Praise God. Now I want to give you a scripture in Psalms 89:15.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 89:15. I love this scripture. Psalms 89:15. Thank you, Jesus. He said here, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Blessed is the people that know what?
The joyful sound.
How many know there's a joyful sound in that call of trumpet, the voice of God?
Glory to God.
Amen? They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Hallelujah. So God is speaking. It's a joyful sound from heaven. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
And you know, brethren, look in 2 Chronicles 7. 5. 2 Chronicles 5. Let me give you another scripture here. Praise God. 2 Chronicles 5. Now, how many of them was a Pentecost in the Old Testament? And yet it was a different feast. Look in 2 Chronicles 5, verse 12. Here we have the priest in white linen. They're at the east end of the altar. How many know the sun's coming up?
Yes.
Light. And with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets.
Hallelujah.
Would you like to hear that
band?
Orchestra, whatever. How many was at Pentecost? Come on. And it came to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as?
One.
So make one sound. There it is again. To be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. When they lift up their voice with the trumpets and all the other instruments, and they begin to cry to the Lord. Look at the last part of verse 13. And then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. So the priest could not stand to minister or reason the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. And brother, when the glory comes, the fire comes. And there's unity. Amen? There's unity. Amen. We're going to have the unity in the church, whether we know it or not, or whether we believe it or not. It's coming. Amen. Jesus said it would be one house by the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
By the glory of God. Hallelujah. He said, Father, the glory that you've given me, I'm going to give to them. Praise the Lord. How many believe? Now look. Okay, go to Haggai. No, go to chapter 7 here first. Look in chapter 7. 2 Chronicles 7, I'm going to Haggai. 2 Chronicles 7. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, notice, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering, the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. So when that glory comes, the fire is there. Isn't that right? Amen. And the priest could not, notice again, enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. How many see that? You know what month that was? The seventh month, the Feast of Tabernacles. When Solomon's temple was dedicated, it was finished, God filled it. I mean, you know, when Moses finished the tabernacle he built in the wilderness, God filled it with glory. When Solomon's temple was finished, God filled it with glory. At Pentecost, God filled him with glory. And how many know we're coming to our glory? Somebody say amen. Come on, we've been justified, we're being sanctified, and yet God will glorify us. Look at Haggai. Oh, hallelujah. He's going to do it, isn't he? Haggai. Thank you, Jesus. Haggai chapter 2. And look in verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. In the seventh month, here's tabernacles. In the 120th day of the month. That's the 21st. That's the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. I remember in John 7. Jesus cried on the last day of the feast. If any man thirst, let him come to me. Amen? And out of his belly shall flow what? Come on. I got to Sally one time. I said, livers! Rivers of living water. In the seventh month, notice, that 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai. Hallelujah. What's he going to say? Look in verse 6, 7, and 8, and 9. Thus said the Lord God, yet once it is a little while, and I shake the heavens, and the earth, the sea, and the dry land. How many believe God's shaking our tree?
Yes.
And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. I will fill this house, come on,
hallelujah,
with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house. Now, he didn't say the latter house, but he said the glory,
yes,
of the latter house shall be greater than the former. How many believe that Pentecost was great, but tabernacles will be greater? We were forgiven at Passover. We were filled at Pentecost, but there's a fullness coming to the people of God. The glory of this house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. In this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, I want to tell you where that's fulfilled right there. In chapter 2, verse 9, the glory of the latter house shall be greater. Turn to Revelation 12. Here is a fulfillment that we're coming to. Hallelujah. In verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. And he said in verse 1 of chapter 12,
hallelujah,
and there appeared a great wonder or a sign or a miracle in heaven. How many believe we're seated in heavenly places tonight in Christ? A woman This woman is not natural Israel. This woman is the church. This woman is the bride of Christ. A woman clothed with, come on, what? What's she clothed with? How many know the sun is fire? Light, isn't that right? She's married to the King of Light, isn't she? That's the glory of God. She's clothed with that glory. Hallelujah. You know what? She's possessing this glory. She's not just talking. She's possessing.
Yes.
And you can see it. And notice the moon. The moon was under her feet. How many know that the moon speaks of the order, but it speaks of death? How many know tonight the moon is a dead planet? The natural moon. Isn't that right? It has light because it's reflected light, isn't it? Secondary light. Artificial light. And so when you see the light on the moon, how many know it's coming from the sun? But here, this light is removed off of the woman. The moon. It's on the woman. Is that true?
Yes.
The sun is on this woman. The glory of God, Christ, is her covering. And how many know she's a queen? Because she has 12 stars in her crown. Come on. Apostolic government in this church. Amen? How many believe we need some apostolic government in our churches? All of us. And notice, the moon's where? Where's this moon? You know what is that? You know what that means? That means she came out of that moon church. Anybody come out of the old order besides me? As Jack says, I'm going to come out of the come-outers. Amen. The moon is a dead planet. How many believe there's a church that's moving in death tonight, more moving in life? I'm sorry? Yes, sir. Anything of the old order is under her feet. Lit up. Lit up with the fire of God, the glory of God, the covering of the Lord, Christ, righteousness. You know, you could go right on with that. And up on her head a crown of 12 stars. And notice, she being a child cries, availing the birth, and in pain to be delivered. Now, she wants to deliver this man-child, these overcomers, in verse 5. But how many is going to take intercession?
Yes.
Strong intercession. But also this crying and all this other pain also speaks of something else. It speaks of persecution. Now, God said to me, I was in Plano, I was down there preaching. And the Lord said to me, you know, let me tell you what he said. He said, there's four churches, this chapter. It's what he said to me. You have the sun clothed woman, that's the bride of Christ. You have the moon church, the old order. I mean, he's got that. Got those two down? Then she's going to bring forth the church, the man child, the overcomer. And then you have the dragon. You know he has a church called a harlot. You ever read in Revelation where he's called the synagogue of Satan? How many know that this devil, listen, is going to persecute this bride, this by religion and by the government? Two ways. Maybe other ways, but at least those two ways, I know. How many know Jesus' problems came because of the religiosity in his day? And the true church is going to be persecuted by the church. Isn't that right? And so, as I read something today, the devil is poised to destroy this man-child as soon as he's born. But you know what? God is poised to intervene. Hallelujah. And catch him to the throne. And you say, amen. Hallelujah. So don't get excited because the devil's coming at you. You got God also intervening. Amen. Praise God. So, brethren, the trumpets are sounding tonight. God's saying something. He will just listen. Amen? And so, this woman is going to be clothed. But you know, in that same heaven, there's a dragon. Isn't that right? So, how many know he's still around? But how many know he's coming down? He fell way back there. He's going to fall yet again. Colder to the earth. He's going to fall into the pit, and then finally into the lake of fire, and we're going to all shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus will come, and he will be glorified, and we will be resurrected. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
I got a question for a couple of minutes here. We'll just take a couple of questions. Been a good listener tonight. Amen. The trumpets are sounding, brother, and we have to listen. You've got to hear him.
Sure, Jesus.
caught up into that, the government of God, into that kingdom of God, or that that ruling and reigning area with the Lord. You know, he said, heaven is my throne, and heaven's the realm of the Spirit. So it's a catching up first into the Spirit realm. That's the main thing, into that realm of the Spirit. That walk, that total walk there. I mean, no, we're not totally there yet, but I think this is taking place a little at a time, don't you, till we come to that final. It's not something just we're out there. It's already happening now, isn't it? We're beginning to move that direction. Can you say amen? How many believe that in your own life? How many know there's obstacles, there's persecution, there's hardships, things that come against you? But just mark it down for good. The devil's coming at you, but God's coming at the same time to deliver you and set you free.
Hallelujah.
Somebody, Brother Pete.
Bobby, you've been a clear sound of the trumpet tonight.
Uncertain sound. That's good. Yeah. Yes. Amen. 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 So who prepares himself to the war if it's uncertain? Very good. Thank you, Speak. Somebody else? Praise God. Maybe some of you preachers have something that, brother?
Are you referring to the dragon as being the spirit of Antichrist?
Well, it's all of that. He's a spirit. We know the dragon's a spirit. He's a fallen angel, but he's a spirit. And, well, we know he is. Yes, he'll be in the man of sin. You know, he'll be manifest. Just like Jesus, what Father was in Jesus, right? And so Satan will be in this beast, yes. So what you're asking? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, here's what I'm saying. Satan, the beast, and the false prophet, there are three beasts, but they're all one. Just like the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the true Trinity, they're one. You know, he said, let him that have wisdom count the number of that beast. Remember in Revelation, 13? And so, you know, you think about three and yet they're one. Three times 666 is what? 1998. I mean, we're living 1998. Possibly something can happen this year. Who knows? I mean, that we are in critical times. I know that.
Yeah.
And I do believe that. I don't know what's coming. You know, I mean, how many know that you hear of everything? But in my spirit, I know something's coming. How about you? I feel it in here. I don't know what it is, but I tell you, we better get ready for it. That's all I can say. How many know some things happen, you know, and boom, you're in the midst of it, you know, before you know it. We don't always just know everything is coming down the turnpike. Who else had their hand up back here? Did you have your hand up, sister? Somebody else had their hand up, I thought. Okay. Somebody else? Praise God. But I'm telling you, something's coming. We're in for some battles down the road. Amen? Together? Okay. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Appreciate you tonight. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Let's give the Lord a good hand. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Father, we bless you. We honor you tonight. We do thank you. You are speaking to us individually and corporately, Lord. Father, as we go back to our churches and our fellowships, Lord, even about Thursday, Lord God, we just pray that this will spill over into our groups, Lord God, that you begin to speak, Lord, to the people in our churches and our fellowships, Lord God, that you begin to move, Lord, among us, even in this meeting, the rest of this meeting, that God will also, as our brother prophesied tonight, it will spill over into other brethren and other people. In other places, Lord, we just lift up, Lord God, our congregations tonight. We lift them up, Lord, and thank you, Father, for them. We thank you for speaking again to our hearts, Lord, and to our minds. Lord, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for Brother Gene, Lord, and Arlene that stood for many years, Lord. We thank you for their faithfulness, Lord, to come to the camp meeting, Lord, and to pour out their soul, to pour out their sweat and even their lifeblood, Lord, to put out these books on deliverance. And other ministers that's come here, Lord, that have sacrificed their time and talent. We thank you for Glenn and Irma, who've also sacrificed, Lord, their finances. And Lord, it's been many hardships on them, but Lord God, concerning money, family, whatever, but Lord, you stood with them. And God, we thank you for them. We bless those that have also come to this camp meeting far and near, Lord. We thank you, Father. Everyone is very important. We bless them tonight, Lord. We pray your peace to be upon them, that your countenance would shine upon them, Lord God, and your love, oh, Father, would motivate them. God bless the rest of this meeting. Encourage the people. strengthen the hands of those who share, and strengthen, Lord God, those who are working in the kitchen and doing the things around to keep the place tidy and clean.
Yes,
Father, we bless every person on these grounds, and we thank you, Father. We bind every demonic power, Father. Lord, all witchcraft has been thrown against this camp, even the last few weeks. We bind it. And, Father, we loose the anointing. We loose your power to do its final work, Lord God, in these meetings. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Come on, praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This brother right here, brother, God's going to use you in working the miracles. Hallelujah. Raise your hands up to you. I'm sorry, I don't know your first name. Stephen? Stephen, God's going to use you in the working miracles. I want you to lift your hands up to the Lord. Father, touch these hands. Lord, let the miracle power of God work in and through my brother. In the name of Jesus, I speak and call it to be so in your name, Father. And we give him praise. Amen? Amen. Brother Fletcher, I see discerning of spirits coming and operating in a greater dimension in your life and ministry, Brother Fletcher. Discerning of spirits coming, my brother. And God speaking and showing you things not in the church but around the church and even in that area. I just see it. And God's going to show you some things even in the demonic realm. He's going to show you things around people. Amen. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. The prophetic word, Barney. God says, just let that increase. I put it in you, my son. You have the word of the Lord in your heart, in your mouth. And God said, you're going to speak it anew and afresh in this hour. I'm going to open up new doors, new places, new faces. And God says, you'll declare the word of the Lord with truth. And you'll declare with boldness. And you'll speak exactly what I say, my son. And others will not understand. Others will say, well, it could be. But God says, speak it anyway. Hallelujah. Declare it. Hallelujah. 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 Harry, I just see the word of wisdom coming. The word of wisdom coming and ministering to you. In those places, those high places in government, I just see God speaking to you. I see God bringing faces before you. I see God giving you favor with various politicians, various people. And God said the wisdom will be there when you need it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gene, I just see a hearing ear. God has given you this hearing ear for this hour. And truly you'll hear his voice behind thee saying, this is the way you walk. You know, when you turn to the left and when you turn to the right. For the Spirit of God has put his belt, his girdle upon you, his truth in you. And thou shalt walk as a new man. Thou shalt walk in humility. And thou shalt walk strong. And I also see discerning of spirits operating and coming as well. Working, operating in new dimensions. That's been new to you, Gene. Saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Let's praise our God tonight. Hallelujah. Our brother here from Carolina, right? I just see the gift of healing coming and operating, ministering to and through thee. And God said that some even that's rejected you, you're going to go with them with the word of the Lord and with healing, and they'll change their attitude. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Come on, let's praise him. That's crazy. That's crazy. Hallelujah. 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 Mildred, I just see the gift of faith operating in and working through you. There's been a measure of it, but God said it's going to increase. It's going to increase. It's going to increase. And those things that you have spoken, those things that God has said to you shall come to pass even in this hour, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. This brother in the back, where are you from back there, brother? Yes, sir. Hot Spring. Praise God. What do you do? Would you come up with me and minister to you? Praise the Lord. Reach your hands out to this brother as he comes up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here's what God's saying. There are things in you that's laid dormant, and God's going to resurrect them, my brother. Amen? And you're tired of the old status quo, okay? You want to move in the new flow of God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for ministering to my brother, giving a hearing ear, that he'll hear the trumpet anew and afresh. Lord, he's tired of the old ways. He's tired of the old order. We break the old order off of him, and we loose him, Father, and we speak the new order. We speak the word of God in my brother. Let the gifts and the power, let the power flow into him. Let the anointing flow into him. God, break down the walls and build up my brother in Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. 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 And brother, just as you heard tonight, you lift up your voice like a trumpet and you show my people their transgressions, saith the Lord. You speak the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord's in you. It's in your heart and in your mouth, saith God. Speak it. Declare it. Yea, declare it, my son. I put it in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our brother that cooks back there. Come up, brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your first name is Rick. That's right. Reach your hands out to Rick. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we lift up Rick tonight. God has been a servant in this place. We thank you for his dedication. Even the trials, the testings he's went through, God. And Father, he stood the test. Hallelujah. Rick, here's what God is saying. The winds are blowing again. And the wind of God shall blow upon your life. Hallelujah. Freshness, there's a newness coming. And God said, as you submit your temple, your tabernacle to me, then God said, there shall be a newness, a freshness that you have not yet received. But God said, in the time of restoration, you shall be visited, my son, because of your obedience and your dedication to me. Fear not and fret not man's face, but fear thou God, for I shall walk with thee and talk with thee, and I'll bring you into a new dimension that you have not yet attained. But God said, you shall in me, saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I just saw those winds blowing. How many believe we need some new wind blowing tonight? Holy Ghost wind. Praise God. Let's give him praise. Come on. Thank him. Bless him. Honor him. Hallelujah. In the morning, 6 o'clock, Butch and Brother Glenn will be here leading the prayer meeting. So those that want to be here, praise God. Come and pray. Amen. And then the rest of the meeting. So let's close in prayer tonight. Who wants to close? Who's got an anointed prayer tonight? Close. Somebody close. You got a word from the Lord. Praise God. Obey God, somebody. Brother Bonnie.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. we bow before you tonight with our spirit and with
Amen.
Our soul, Father. We come
mm-hmm.
with the sackcloth upon us, Jesus.
Oh, glory. Yes.
Father, we need the blood of Jesus
Amen.
Upon us to wash us, to cleanse us,
Amen.
To sanctify us, Father, and to set us apart.
Yes.
We want to walk as a mighty sons of God.
Amen.
Anointed as your men in the earth, Lord, to
mm-hmm.
do your bidding.
Amen.
And your anointing, Father.
Yes.
Take us from this moment, this hour on, Father, and prepare us day by day and hour by hour
Amen.
So we can come and meet before you.
Amen.
And you can come down upon this mountain, Lord, and
yes.
be with us. In a mighty way, and prepare us for this hour.
Amen.
And we'll go forth as your servants, Lord, clothed upon with
Amen.
The authority of God
mm-hmm.
to execute the will of God in the earth, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And fulfill the purposes that you've called us thereunto, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We give ourselves, we surrender
ourselves
to you tonight, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We place ourselves at your disposal, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we open our hearts, Father,
Amen. Amen.
That we let you do what you want to do in
Amen.
Our hearts in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we bless you, Father,
Amen.
For you are our Father,
Amen.
And you are our God,
Amen.
And we are your servants and your sons.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.